sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Here we are on January 14th, 2018. Boy, that sounds good. 2018. And you are tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report, as well as the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. It's always live here from North Dakota, from whence I'm broadcasting. The engineering is going on down in Austin, Texas, at the republicbroadcasting.org headquarters, established and maintained there by John Stadtmiller, who created all of this radio genius here, and you folks are greatly thanked for keeping it going. The here we have 2 hours today. We're going to be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's a chance for you to call in. I'm going to, so far anyway, I'm soloing on today's program, and so I could use your help at 800-313-9443. We have more than enough stuff to fill those 2 hours, and it's all good news. I don't see any bad news since we last met up on Friday. There has been a bunch of more good news in the Trump phenomenon and in the world of the American Freedom Party, our little third party, which has been advocating the Trump program more or less since our inception 10 years ago. And it was quite a wonderful shock to us when we realized in the middle of a board of directors meeting of the American Freedom Party, some how many years ago is it now? But shortly after Donald Trump came down the escalator and said, you know what, a nation without borders is not a nation, we all fell over and in shock to hear an American political figure say that. And rather quickly, we endorsed Donald Trump. We were the first party to endorse him, the President of the United States. And the Republican Party still hasn't unanimously, by any stretch of the imagination, fallen into formation to support this genius that won the election. So there are still bad actors in the Republican Party. But thank goodness the best of the Republican Party is strongly behind Donald Trump and winning. So we'll talk about that today. Here's a good one to lead off with in my perennial optimism about Donald Trump. Here is his tweet. Where is it? 8 hours ago, he tweeted this. DACA, that's deferred action for childhood arrivals, who are now 35 to 40 years old. Not children. DACA is probably dead. Oh, that is music to my ears, because the Democrats don't really want it. They just want to talk and take desperately needed money away from our military. Now, what is our president referring to there? People like Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin of Illinois are saying we're going to shut down the government. That is, not allow funding. Of course, we're in deficit territory too. I think the tune of 20 some trillion dollars. So the government's continuing deficit has to be reauthorized. Is it every year? Has to be reauthorized as a violation of earlier law, which does not allow the federal government to operate in the red. So it has to be reauthorized as some kind of a continuing or recurring resolution. And if the Democrats don't go along with it, that means the checks can't be written and, quote unquote, the government shuts down. Now, the government does not, in fact, shut down. That's a scare tactic. But certain offices would, in fact, close. And there would be some inconvenience. But that's when he says, take desperately needed money away from our military. Not authorizing a budget would take money away from the military and other people as well. So, but the nice three words are the first four. DACA is probably dead. That's wonderful. And that's exactly what it needs to be. Other great tweets here. Here's a tweet that, let's see, how far back should we go with Donald Trump's tweeting here? Let's go back. Of course, we've got Saturday and Sunday to add into our update on the tweeting. Here's one from yesterday. I don't believe the Democrats really want to see a deal on DACA. They are all talk and no action. This is the time, but day by day, they are blowing the one great opportunity they have. Too bad, exclamation mark. And the previous tweet, America first. That's the whole tweet. And he's really emphasizing, he's doubling down on this tweet. DACA is dead. And let's see, let's go to another tweet. Friday was the 12th. And another story that's circulating now is the pothole story. I'll just use pothole because in covering this story, you end up having to use the actual word so many times. It does start to sound a little vulgar. But here's kind of a neat thing. Of course, all of us love Donald Trump. If he did use that pothole with an S word to describe these countries that are potholes with an S, they really are. And wonderfully, some Africans have come forward this weekend to say, yes, President Trump got it right about my country. It is a pothole with an S. and other countries as well around the world. It may be. So Donald Trump gets all the credit for saying that wonderful thing from all of us patriots. We cheer such forthright and accurate language and appropriate. It is appropriate language. But it may well be that he actually didn't use that word in that private, supposedly private meeting with Democrat and Republican congressmen and senators. Dick Durbin is the one who said, this is what this, he quoted the president as using pothole with an S. But there are others who are there who are saying, no, he did not use that word. So as I say, our man gets his cake and gets to eat it too. We'll give him credit for saying the word. And it very well may be that he didn't even say it. And it all goes on Dick Durbin, who's being described as other witnesses as a man who routinely misreports things. In other words, that's a nice word for lies. And that this is one of those instances where Dick Durbin is lying. So, and here's what the tweet that Donald Trump gave us on Friday. The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used, that is, pothole with an S. Very good. So he's saying, I didn't use that word. And then he has another tweet on the secondary subject of Haiti. He was supposedly also said, we don't want the Haitians. He said, I never said anything derogatory about Haitians, other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. Never said, take them out. So that was the phrase, take them out. Made up by Democrats. Dick Durbin. I have a wonderful relationship with Haitians. I probably should record future meetings. Unfortunately, no trust. So, on both counts, Donald Trump is going to get his cake, and we are going to get our cake and eat it too. Let's see, another interesting tweet on another front. Yesterday, Friday, was a big day for the stock market. I'll have to look and see where the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended for the week. Maybe one of you callers can give us that information. Jobs are coming back to America. Chrysler is coming back to the USA from Mexico, and many others will follow. They're actually closing a plant in Mexico to open one in America. Wow, that's good. Tax cut money to employees is pouring into our economy, with many more companies announcing. The rush is on. They're all falling all over themselves to not be the only company not sharing any of their tax bonanza with their employees. American business, writes Donald Trump, is hot again. And let's see if he has some of the... Earlier, I think he had a tweet in which he gave some of the details of some of these great bonuses that some people are getting. Chrysler is moving a massive plant from Mexico to Michigan. That's music to my ears. Mexico to Michigan, reversing a years-long opposite trend. Thank you, Chrysler. A very wise decision. The voters in Michigan are very happy. They voted for Trump. Pence, plenty more to follow. Here's the previous tweet. This is on Thursday. More great news as a result of historical tax cuts and reform. Fiat Chrysler announces plan to invest more than $1 billion in a Michigan plant, relocating their heavy truck production from Mexico to Michigan, adding 2,500 new jobs and paying $2,000 bonuses to all of their U.S. employees. Oh, man. And all the Democrats can think to do is bellyache. And what was her name? Was it Pelosi or Feinstein? Was it Pelosi who said, oh, that's just peanuts, with a little flick of her wrist? One of our callers told me that when she said this, she did a little flick of her wrist with her fingers pointing up. That's just peanuts. and middle class America responded with a roar to Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, easy for you to say, lady. And small business poll has highest approval numbers in the poll's history. That's Donald Trump tweeting to us. All business is just at the beginning of something really special. Donald Trump thanks Adam Levine of The Federalist in an interview on Fox and Friends for saying the following. Donald Trump is the greatest president our country has ever seen, unquote. Well, where have we heard that before? Hey, right here on this show. And I make no bones about it. Wow. Would I rate Donald Trump above George Washington? Yes. Yes, I would. And above, these are my heroes. George Washington's my second cousin. I'm a Washington, actually. And would I rate Donald Trump above Washington and Jefferson and Adams? Yes, I would. And he's addressed a bigger problem. Washington faced a crisis, as did Jefferson and Adams, not as great as the crisis we have today, not the fate and the future of the white people. That was not at stake in 1775 or 76. And it is at stake now. So Donald Trump faced with a greater crisis. Wasn't that the title of one of the Thomas Paine pamphlets, The Crisis? This is a greater crisis. And Donald Trump has dealt with it in every bit as great a fashion as any of those heroes, Washington, Jefferson, or Adams, did. Oh, let me go to my call-in board here. I haven't opened the call-in screen yet. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And lines are open. And I'll see your call right when the engineer puts it up on the board. More good news. We talk about the pothole with an S story. Let me find the, here it is. These are the Breitbart headlines. SH blank T show. SH blank T show. That's the headline. SH blank T hole countries story. Confusion. Schumer defends Durbin against charge he lied. Ooh, do I like this story. And let's see what Chuck Schumer has to say for himself. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, defended his deputy, Minority Whip Dick Durbin. We haven't mentioned that in the coverage so far. Dick Durbin is right behind Schumer in the leadership. Minority Whip Dick Durbin on Sunday, after critics questioned Durbin's claim that President Donald Trump had referred to S-hole countries in a discussion about immigration in the Oval Office on Thursday. Senator David Perdue, he's a good guy, Republican of Georgia, who was at the meeting, told ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos that Durbin's account of events was a gross misrepresentation, adding, "It's not the first time we've had a gross misrepresentation by that," meaning Durbin, "individual." Perdue elaborated, "The gross misrepresentation was that language was used in there that was not used, and also that the tone of that meeting was not contributory and not constructive." In 2013, Senator Durbin also made the same accusation against a Republican leader in a meeting with President Obama and said that he chewed out the president and was so disrespectful to President Obama, we couldn't even have the meeting. That's what he said in 2013. Later that day, the president's own press secretary came out and said, and I quote, "It did not happen." This is about a gross misrepresentation. It's not the first time. Ah, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Have your cake and eat it too, folks. Apparently in response, Chuck Schumer tweeted, "To impugn Senator Durbin's integrity is disgraceful. Whether you agree with him on the issues or not, he is one of the most honorable members of the Senate," unquote. And then I won't repeat that, President Trump's tweet on the subject. Thus far, the only person actually in the meeting who has claimed publicly that Trump made that specific remark is Senator Durbin. Let's go down a little further. Two other senators in that meeting, Perdue and Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, and he's another real good guy, disputed Durbin's account at the time. Perdue reiterated on This Week Sunday morning that Trump had not used the phrase S-hole countries in the meeting. Likewise, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told Fox News Sunday that she did not remember Trump saying that, though she noted that the negotiation had been an impassioned conversation, corroborating Trump's defense. So this is all looking very good. Here's an update. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas has now referred on Sunday, today, to Durbin's past misstatements on CBS News's Face the Nation Today. Oh, Durbin wants to double down too. He's saying not only did Donald Trump say it, he said it several times. Oh, Dick. He also said, Durbin said, that the phrase chain migration is racist because it somehow evokes the chains of slavery. Wow, this guy, what is he smoking? Dick Durbin. The term chain migration, so like chain reaction and nuclear physics, they're going to have to drop that term. Boy, he's on something. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever Dick Durbin is chain smoking with his comments about chain immigration being a racist term. That's a racist term. Now, this is so familiar to us. This is right out of 1984. This is Dick Durbin trying to control the words that normal people can speak. Good luck, Dick Durbin. You missed the message of 2016. Can't do that anymore. He himself has appeared on the floor of the Senate using the term chain migration himself back in 2010. In 2010, Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, advocated on the Senate floor for ending the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., a term that he now claims is racist. So he's gone downhill. He was in bad shape in 2010, but he's gone down even lower now. And the he's this is beautiful. And let's be clear. If I think actually the way I listen to these Tom Cotton, Sonny Perdue, and Dick Durbin, who's a known repeat serial liar. I believe Purdue and Cotton. However, if somebody brought out a tape recording and video of Donald Trump saying that S-hole countries are S-hole countries, which are in fact S-hole countries, which everybody knows is true, I would simply say, hail to the chief. Thank you very much for finally somebody saying the truth. They're not crummy countries. They're not poor countries. They're not countries in need. They're not unfortunate countries. These people are not refugees. These are the people that turned their countries into assholes. They're fleeing from their own mess. Look at this. I was talking with somebody earlier today about these countries. Here is the United Nations list 2016 of countries by per capita nominal GDP. At the very bottom, what country do you think is at the very bottom? And just to give you a benchmark so you can figure out what these numbers mean. Of course, you're familiar here in the United States with our incomes. The gross domestic per capita income in America is $57,800. $57,800, which is the ninth highest in the world. Let's go to the bottom of the list, which has 194 nations on it. At the bottom, Somalia. Per capita GDP, $92 a year. That works out to what, folks? 25 cents a day? $92 a year. If they're working 8-hour days in Somalia at 25 cents a day, they're making 3 cents an hour. Okay. And above them, all the countries, here are the countries that are all, would have GDPs below, well, I won't list them all, but let's put it this way. For the continent of Africa, the GDP is very low. But above Somalia, Burundi, Malawi, Niger, Mozambique, Central African Republic, Madagascar, Gambia. These are all in the hundreds of dollars. Sierra Leone, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is none of those things. South Sudan, Afghanistan. There's the first one out of Africa, Afghanistan. Togo, Liberia, Uganda, Guinea-Bissau, Burkina Faso, North Korea. There's all in the hundreds. All of them. Look at that. Be right back.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound misfit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. Let's rebuild America first. We've got three callers waiting. George in Texas, Jim in Kansas, and Laura in Michigan. Let's start with George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to say I hope CNN declares bankruptcy and goes broke for how many times they had to pay the FCC fines for saying that vulgar remark over the air.
Yes, yes, exactly. The Democrats, this vulgarity is all thanks to Dick Durbin. The Democrats and the mainstream, lamestream, legacy media. You're right. Go ahead, George.
Well, anyway, this has backfired on him because Donald Trump never said that comment. That was a slanderous story that was said, and it turned out to backfire on him because the s-holes that the Democrats govern are the inner cities, California, Detroit, some parts of Houston, and a lot of these Democrat-run cities. So, you know, it backfired on him.
Well, yeah, Ann Coulter is tweeting about this very subject here in her recent tweets, and the you are right, George. Absolutely. All the news is good. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's another story that's coming up, George, and boy, is this going to be fun this next week. None of us have seen it, of course, but reporters like Sarah Carter on Sean Hannity and Sean Hannity himself are saying that this next week there is going to be a massive release of information, and it will include information that indicts the criminal cabal to top of the FBI. It will really mean jail for a number of people. So, I mean, I haven't seen the information. None of us have. But it's bombshell information that we are told will come out this week. The people bringing it out will be these great committee chairmen and committee members in the House of Representatives, people like Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Representative Devin Nunes of California, who's the chairman of the Intelligence House Committee. And they are they're subpoenaing, and they will have in front of them a whole list, a laundry list of the criminals, the felons who violated their oaths of office, who committed treason against the United States, who attempted the overthrow of an American president, who attempted to sabotage an election before he was elected, and all of whom need to be fitted out for prison uniforms at Sing Sing. And I checked it out. I thought maybe Sing Sing is like Alcatraz. Maybe it's a federal penitentiary that's closed. No, Sing Sing is open and being run as a federal correctional facility. So they need to get the measurements right for all of these people at the top of the FBI who need to be at the federal maximum security prison in Sing Sing, New York. Go ahead, George.
Well, anyway, I think Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump are playing the art of war of Sun Tzu for a whole year, and that was when you're strong, present yourself as weak. Because as Jeff Sessions presented himself as being weak, he saw, drawn out the arrogance of the traitors in this country. Because I'm hearing a lot of major bombshell news coming out about Uranium One, which is nipping at Hillary Clinton's heels. And this goes to another thing. This may sound like conspiracy theory, but, you know, being an insider for Walmart, I could tell you one thing hearing from my friends is that, 250 Sam's Clubs close, but Walmart Supercenter's absorbing all them Sam's Clubs employees. They don't talk about that. And also, Larry Nichols talked about when they start making these arrests that things are going to go hot for in February, March, and April. You look at these 250 Sam's Clubs, you know, they might be temporary detention facilities when they start rounding up Antifa and these people running the show. So there's something to think about.
Well, all right. That's one thing that's wonderful about the Trump phenomenon. That is that the speculation that we as patriots had in decades past, you know, talking about, you know, this, that, or the other, when people like Obama were in charge of the bureaucracy and the power and the police agencies, it was legitimate for patriots to wonder, well, are they about to round us up? Are they going to convert big buildings into prisons for us and so on? And there was lots of talk about that on the right. Well, guess what? Donald Trump is the president. Man, does that change everything. So are big buildings going to be used to lock us up? No. No, folks, that's not going to happen. And that's definitively not going to happen. The Attorney General, the President, the Cabinet, they're all ours. And the House is ours. The Senate is ours. The Supreme Court is heading in our direction. So, you know, this is a complete change, a complete reversal in our fortunes. It's so breathtaking. You have to pinch yourself to realize, think back to what it was like, George, 10 years ago, and the kind of fears that people on the right had. That has changed utterly.
And well, the thing is, it's more like Solomon's Proverbs come true. The very hole they dug for us, they fall into. So,
well, yeah, the people that, hey, why listen to me? Newt Gingrich said it. Newt Gingrich said all of them will go to jail. All of them. The conspirators, the traitors at the top of the FBI, the people involved with Uranium One, the people involved with the fake Russiagate dossier, the people involved with sabotaging the election, they will, this is Newt Gingrich speaking, not me, they are all going to jail. That's a quote from Newt Gingrich.
The thing is, it's more like, even like the child trafficking stuff, that permeates so deep, not just at federal level, at state level, but down on the local level. And you'd be surprised how many police chiefs and police officers were behind this, too. And I think that's why those 250 Sam's Clubs closed, because it's going to permeate so deep, not with just the corrupt politicians and bureaucrats, but also with Antifa, the college professors that were pushing this. You know, it's like I say, it's going to go hot for the first four months.
Okay. Well, the former FBI Assistant Director James Carlstrom said it best and most revealingly when he said on his interview with Stuart Varney on Fox Business, James Carlstrom, consider the source. This is quite a source to say this. He says the rank and file of the FBI are rock solid. They are patriotic. They obey their oath that they took as FBI agents. He said the problem is not there. And in fact, he said the solution is there. These rock-solid FBI rank and file, they are working. And he said, I'm working with them to get rid of the treasonous cabal at the top. And it's just at the top. That's the point I'm trying to make, George, is they're not going to need freight trains to load all these people up. These people going to Sing Sing can all be loaded on a few yellow well, what color are prison buses? Gray? A few gray buses are all that's needed for these guys. What do they call it? The Gray Bar Hotel? And it's not going to be a huge quantity of people. It's going to be people at the top. And Carlstrom, I mean, I was stunned when I heard James Carlstrom say that he said, you're not going to believe what's coming. And that's what we're alluding to next week. Where did these text messages from this left-wing Peter Strzok to his mistress, some people use the word paramour, I like that, Lisa Page, he's a married man. These messages, these hot and heavy breathing messages to Lisa Page, who got these? Who fished these out of the computer and made them public? I'll tell you, George, we've got friends in there somewhere for that kind of dirty laundry to get released. And we've only seen 500 of the 10,000 text messages, and there are many other documents. So I'm liking what James Carlstrom said. I think many loyal FBI agents inside that FBI, they're not interested in rounding you and me up. They're not going to put us into closed Sam's Clubs. By the way, I think Walmart closed those clubs probably simply because they were losing money. And that's, you know, a fact of life now. We talked about Amazon and Jeff Bezos yesterday. He has made it real clear that brick and mortar stores are in trouble and has become the richest man on earth through that realization. That's the one thing he realized that's made him worth $109 billion. But these loyal FBI agents, they don't want to lock us up. They do want to lock up the traitors at the top of their agency who have shamed their agency.
Yeah, okay, I'll make room for another caller.
All right, George, thank you as always. Let's go to Jim in Kansas. Jim, you're on
Congressman, I have a congressman named Roger Marshall. He's an MD. He's on his first term in the first district of Kansas, and he's from El Dorado, but that's not where he lives now. But I was wondering if he's any relation to Frank Marshall Davis, because that Obama, when he was a kid, lived in that El Dorado for a while. And, anyway, I'll hang up. So I listened during your program during the week, and if you've got time to do your genealogy, I would like to know if this is all one big family that's running this country.
Well,
I'll hang up.
Jim, hang on. Just
okay.
First, I want to send out a thank you to you as a Kansan for giving us Kris Kobach, who's running for governor there in Kansas. What a patriot you produced in Kris Kobach.
Right.
And is he your Secretary of State?
Yes, he is the Secretary of State. He's the owner.
And he is one of the great ones on immigration. He is giving great advice to Donald Trump, great inspiration to Donald Trump. He's really out there leading the charge, Kris Kobach of Kansas. And these people are appearing all over the country. We've got champions. Like, I had never heard of Jim Jordan of Ohio before he started talking about immigration. And boy, my eyes widened and my ears opened up when I heard the sort of thing that Jim Jordan said. Same about Steve King, congressman from Iowa. I hadn't noticed Steve King. We've got some real patriots in the House. The Senate, I don't know. A couple of good guys in the Senate. But in the House of Representatives, we've got some, which is the people's house, the one designed by the Constitution to be closest to the people. We've got some real champions there. And 2018 affords us the opportunity to put more of these great people in there backing up Donald Trump. And this also gives us a cadre for the future, Jim, there in Kansas. What corner? I don't want to ask you what town you're in, but what corner of Kansas are you in, Jim?
Near the middle.
Okay.
See, that first district is the western two-thirds of the state.
Yeah,
where that guy's originally from is in the same district as Wichita, where Pompeo came from.
Yeah. You know where Olathe, Kansas is?
Right. You used to live there. I talked to you one time for about 3 hours one afternoon.
Oh, okay. Forgive me for forgetting.
Yellow Freight, you could have had a trucking company.
Yeah. Don't share that on the air. That's an inside story, Jim. But anyway, just thank you. And Kansas, of course, a great state. And keep us posted on what Kris Kobach's doing and all this other stuff. Thank you very much, Jim.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
Hey, James. I want to do a history lesson today. Earlier in the week, you were talking about Andrew Jackson. And everybody,
yes.
Nobody except the Catholic Channel is commemorating the Battle of New Orleans. The 203rd anniversary on January 8th, the Battle of New Orleans. And that's such a story. The British came in with 7,000 well-equipped, trained soldiers, and they were going to take New Orleans, and they figured they could stop all trade up and down the Mississippi. So anyway, what happened was Jackson got together farmers, some Indians, militia, just the ragtag, 4,000. He got together 4,000 people to battle the British. And anyway, part of the story why the Catholics are in on it, there was some Ursuline nuns, they're French nuns in Baton Rouge, and they got word to General Jackson that they were going to pray the whole time the battle was on. And so anyway, they did that. They at a church called Prompt Secure. It's fast hope. So anyway, General Jackson, they, like I said, 7,500 British soldiers. Jackson's peed men killed.
Well, somebody who did celebrate it, you probably saw this, Donald Trump at a speech before the National Farm Bureau in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where Andrew Jackson's home, the Hermitage, is located. Let me do this for you, Lori. Let me just break into a little bit of audio fun here. Some of us who are old enough to remember, how many of you out there remember the name Johnny Horton? It ages us, folks.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and they caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
We'll be right back, folks. A little bit of fun. Stay tuned.
James, I'm not done.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay with us, Laura.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the phone in Michigan. And the
okay.
Yeah, Laura. I just thought it was a little bit of fun there. Johnny Horton. You're too young to remember Johnny Horton.
Oh, I love that song. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to finish up the story. Anyway, yep. 4,000 British soldiers were killed. Andrew Jackson only lost 8 of our guys, and 58 were wounded. Totally a total rout on his side. And later on, Jackson, being the great man he is, he went to the convent and said to the nuns, "Thank you for praying. I know it was divine providence that I had such a good battle and won." I mean, well, he humbled himself. He knew, back then they always called God divine providence.
Well, I was just watching the video YouTube of Johnny Horton singing that Battle of New Orleans, and the one thing I noticed, the kids in the picture, this is one of those TV shows back from that era, 1959. And I remember that so well. In 1959, I was 11. Yeah, was I 11? I was 11 years old. And everything was so wholesome. America was such a fine place in 1959. And people like Andrew Jackson, patriots like Andrew Jackson, were universally honored. This politically correct nonsense that we've descended into, where somebody like Andrew Jackson can be bad-mouthed, and the president, Thomas Jefferson. Yeah.
Just to wrap it up, it just shows you what the ordinary people can do with God's help. We can overcome anything. Even the arrogant British soldiers who brought their wives because they thought for sure New Orleans was going to be theirs, and they were going to spend Christmas in New Orleans.
Yep. And by the way, Laura, thank you very much, as always. And just some sidelights here, kind of fill it out, the interest here. I didn't realize these things. This happens all the time on the show. I find out things during the show. Well, here's something I found out during the break. Whatever happened to Johnny Horton, whose song we remember so well? Tragic story. Born in 1925 in Los Angeles. I didn't realize that. Died in Texas at the young age of 35 in a car wreck. Hit a truck head-on a bridge in Milano, Texas. And Johnny Cash, a very good friend of Johnny Cash's. I didn't realize that. Also married Hank Williams' second wife. I didn't realize that. What is her name? His second wife, Billie Jean Jones. He married her in 1953. But Johnny Cash was heartbroken by the death of his good friend, Johnny Horton. And he's been inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Johnny Horton. We'll come back with more calls and more of the good news since Friday here on the American Freedom Party Report and Trump Phenomenon. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.